SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Number of new developments coming out of the situation in the Middle East at this hour. It's now reported 30 Americans are known to have died. 13 more are still missing. President Biden's handling the crisis in Israel, not at all accepted by most Americans. 54% in a new poll disapprove of the way he is taking care of the situation. Elsewhere, reports indicate more than 90 Americans have now been successfully flown out of Israel. And we're also learning at this hour now some heavy combat between Israeli soldiers and Hezbollah on the Israeli-Lebanon border. 8 days after the deadly attack, Palestinians are moving out of Gaza. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz tells Salem Radio, this will not be a walk in the park for the Israeli troops when they go into Gaza. In fact, it will be a very difficult mission.
The thing that is going to make it so dangerous and difficult is Hamas has spent years and years building tunnel networks that will allow them to move undetected between different positions, will allow them to pop up and hit the Israelis and ambush them at times of their choosing.
Also at SRNnews.com, elsewhere, Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, is accusing Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields. He has issued a new appeal to residents in Gaza to move south. Hamas, on the other hand, encouraging people to stay in their homes. In Poland, election day, and it's a bit off center right now. An exit poll says the governing Law and Justice Party won the most votes, but the party lost support compared to the last election. This is SRN News. The Church of England takes another step toward condoning gay marriage.
The House of Bishops has approved a plan to develop what it calls, quote, prayers of love and faith for same-sex couples. Conservative critics say this is just the latest move toward a decision that will eventually allow two men or two women to be formally married by priests of Britain's National Church. Conservative members of the worldwide Anglican Communion, mostly in Africa, are already threatening a formal split over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signing a law to fast-track low-income housing on surplus land that nonprofit colleges and religious institutions are willing to donate. The new measure rezones real estate owned by some schools, churches, mosques, and synagogues in order to allow for affordable housing to be built more quickly. This is SRN News. Louisiana has a new governor-elect.
Attorney General Jeff Landry fended off a crowded field of candidates Saturday to earn the job. Republican, who's backed by former President Trump, avoided a runoff by receiving more than 50% of the votes, winning the election outright. Landry will replace current Governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. Edwards is the only Democrat governor in the Deep South. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Florida lawmakers and education leaders from several states have taken what is likely to be the final tour of a building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. That's where a former student shot 17 people to death and wounded 17 more in 2018. Sad news from Hollywood today. Actress Suzanne Somers is dead following a long battle with breast cancer. She would have been 77 tomorrow. More details at SRNnews.com.